happening here? A problem is the energy behind the choice. And my friends, here's where we begin to conclude. There are three types of energy that are trying to energize our free will. And it's based on that Greek word in Philippians chapter 2. It says in verse 13, "For it is God who energizes in you." The word works. For it's God who works in you. The word works is the Greek word energio, where we get the English word energy. So let me replace it with the word energize. "For it is God who energizes in you, both to will and to do." Now, that energy is very powerful, and there are three types of energy that are flowing. One is God's, one is the devil, and one is our own flesh. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2, in Paul's prayer for the Ephesians, it says here, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. At the end of his prayer for the Ephesians, he prays that they will be strengthened in Christ. It says in Ephesians 2, 20 and 21, "Now to him who is able," now God is able, "to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that energizes in us." Wow. It says God is able to do great things according to the power that energizes in us. Now the word energes, or energio, from the Greek word, which is translated literally as energy, occurs many times, and it talks about the great things that God is doing. And I just run it through to you without turning to all of them. It tells us in the book of Galatians, in chapter 2, verse 8, about Peter and Paul's apostleship. And the Old King James says, "For he that wrought effectually in Peter, the same was mighty in me." Now, the Greek actually says, "He who energizes it in Peter to the apostleship is the same who energizes in me." So there was a spiritual energy that is flowing. All the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12 verse 11, it says, "All these worker that one and the self same Spirit." And literally it says, "All these are energized by the Holy Ghost." So you can only function in the gifts of the Spirit because there's a surge of Holy Ghost energy flowing through you that manifests the gifts. Now when Jesus did all his miracles, guess how he do it? The energy of God. It tells us in Matthew 14 verse 2, all these works do show forth themselves in him. And what he's saying is, all these works energize themselves in him. So there's all the miracles of Jesus are because of energy of God flowing. And so there's God's energy that is flowing in us through our spirit. Unfortunately, there is also an evil energy that is there in this fallen flesh. In Romans chapter 7 verse 5, it says, Romans chapter 7 verse 5, that in our fallen body, and this is where Paul was talking about the struggle. "For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death." Or if you put the word energes inside, were energizing in our members to bear fruit to death. So there is the other energes, or energy that is flowing, is the energy of the flesh. And it is producing death. And that is why Paul says there is a struggle in him in chapter 7. He says in verse 15, "What I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, look, he chose a will to do, that I do not practice, but what I hate that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. But now, he says, it is no longer I who do it, but sin, that sin energy that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will, look at it, to will, to have free will, to make a choice, to have a free will choice is present with me. That means the free will is still intact. But, he says, how to perform it, I got no energy. Can you see that? What he's saying here has to do with energy. He says there's an energy to do evil, energy to do evil. I want to do right, but the energy to do evil is carrying me in the wrong direction. And in the end, in verse 22, he says, inside my inner man, I desire to do what is right. Then in verse 23, there's a battle going on. There's an energizing to do evil, and there's an energizing to do good. I see it fighting. And his solution is verse 24. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Verse 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ. So he says that Christ coming into his life that supplied the new energy. So the problem with human beings who keep falling in the wrong area, not Christians not being able to overcome sin or evil and the wrong thing, is not because they couldn't choose, but it's because they were overcome by the wrong energy. And they need to have the energy of God in them that will bring them in the right direction. And sadly, there is also Satan out in the world trying to energize the wrong thing. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7 it says, the mystery of iniquity is already energizing. That means Satan is trying to energize the wrong thing. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 9. After the energizing of Satan. So there is God's energy flowing. Our fallen body has its own energy. And I guess, then there is the devil who's trying to energize the wrong things. In the end, it depends on which energy is flowing into your life that will cause your free will to overcome. You can choose all you want, but if the wrong energy is flowing, you're going to be dragged in the wrong direction. Just like trying to overcome the law of gravity. It's just going to pull you in. Yeah. You can choose not to fall, but if you walk off a tall building, you will still fall. You still fall. Your choices doesn't have the power, energy, and capacity to lift you up. You need the energy of God. And so we conclude, how do we get this energy of God working in our lives? There's only one way. James chapter 5. James chapter 5. Now you know why revival is important. You know what actually is revival? Every revival has always been preceded by fasting, prayer, and many times worship too. People of God who come into one place and they pray and they pray and they pray and they pray. You know, all those are producing a lot of energizing forces. And in the book of James chapter 5, it says here, in verse look and hear the prayer of a righteous man. In verse 16, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. What the Greek is saying is the energizing prayer of a righteous man avails much. So the prayer is released through the energy of God. It's releasing the energy of God. That is why, you know, during the charismatic move of God, or during many of the moves of God, do you notice that when you get touched by one of those moves, you seem to be carried along by some greater energy? Like you're floating along in some sort of movement, a wave, right? Isn't that what they do when they do surfing, right? They don't use their own energy as much as they use the energy of the waves. They just have to keep their balance and let the waves carry them. And that is why when the Spirit of God is flowing, there's a lot of energy flowing, sometimes in different things. And when you get touched by God, it just flows one to another. When the energy of God flowing, and let's say there's a sudden wave of healing that flows, and healing energy suddenly is released, I can guarantee you, you can go anywhere, visit the hospital, and almost everyone you touch get healed. But when the energy of healing is not flowing as much, you can touch 10 people and only one get healed. The others got to gradually get healed because they gradually get the energy that is flowing. There is a very real, if your spiritual eyes will be open, you could literally see the waves of energy that got released in every move of God. Sometimes it seems to blanket an entire nation, an entire city. Sometimes it blanket an entire place. That's the energy of God release. How do we position ourselves for that energy? Prayer and the love of God that works our faith. Now the Bible tells us in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 6. And it says, this is how faith works. It says, faith which works by love. And actually it's the Greek word energes. You could say, faith which is energized by love. Now, a lot of people are weak in faith because their love is weak. But when the love is strong, your faith is strong. Because faith is energized by love. And think about Romans chapter 8. We are back where we started. It doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter whether you're plan number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 564. Whatever areas you live your life, whatever areas you've fallen and got up again, the steps of a good man or good woman are ordered by the Lord. Though he fall, they will not be cast down. You just get up and you keep walking again because the energy of God can carry you. In the book of Romans, it tells us in verse 28, we know that all things work together for good. But that's not a full stop there. All things work together for good. When the energy of God is released into your situation, no matter how desperate it is, it will work for good to those who love God. Because when you love God, in whatever circumstances, you can turn around and love God. It is just like the satellite dish. When you have to receive a signal, you must turn it in the right direction. To face the direction where the broadcast is, where the broadcast is, to catch the waves. It's just like a solar panel in a satellite floating above the earth. When they open the solar panel in order to have electricity for the space station, they have to turn the solar panel to face the sun to get all the energy to produce electricity. So when you love God, you're like a flower turning to God to face the sun, getting all the energy from the sun. And how does free will operate? Remember, free will is energized by something else. And that is why God says the greatest commandment is love. Because in whatever circumstances you are, when you choose to love God, when you choose to love God, you're turning your, like a satellite dish, turning like a solar panel, turning like a flower to face the rays of the sun to get all the energy. And when the energy is there, the will to perform is there. If there's no energy, you can will and you still won't perform. So it's so important to be energized by God. That is why prayer is important, love is important. When we love God with all our hearts, mind, soul and strength, you are positioned to tap the energy of God. Hallelujah. And that's what we need. It's not so much, you know, sometimes you go to churches and they say, you must do this, must do that. We want to do that, but we got no energy.